2019学年第一学期徐汇区学习能力诊断卷高三英语
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. How do I look?
Not bad. I really like the color. It matches your handbag.
Question. What is the woman probably doing?
2.Are we still going to have group study at the library tonight?
Yeah, I'm just gonna grab something to eat, and then I will come back to school.
Question. Where is the woman probably going now?
3. I think this painting would look good in our living room. What do you think?
Sure, let's take it. Luckily, the price is within our budget.
Question.What will the two speakers probably do next?
4. Did you see Catherine today? Why does she have such a long face?
I don't have the foggiest idea. I thought she'd be happy since she got a promotion recently.
Question. What can we learn about Catherine? 5.Do you want to share a taxi to the airport? We can save on expenses that way.
Actually, I hate flying. I'm thinking about going to the conference by train.
Question. Why aren't the man and the woman going together?
6. You've gone through all your money so quickly. I thought you were rich.
Not me.You know, money always burns a hole in my pocket.
Question. What can we learn about the man? 7. Did you take any pictures of the graduation ceremony yesterday?
I would have recorded every detail of it if I had taken my cell phone with me.
Question. What does the man mean?8. Aren't you discouraged by the slow progress your staff is making?
Yes, I think I've probably given them a deadline and hold them to it.
Question. What is the man probably going to do? 9. Derek, you look exhausted. Don't you think you should take a vacation?
Oh, there's too much work.My chances would be better if they would hire more people.
Question. What does the man mean? 10. Excuse me, can you please show me to my seat? It's too dark inside, and I don't think I can find my seat.
I'm sorry, miss, but I can't let you in until the interval.
Question. What does the man mean?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
It's surprising how much simple movements of the body can affect the way we think. Using expansive gestures with open arms makes us feel more powerful, and crossing your arms makes you more determined. So if moving the body can have these effects, what about the clothes we wear? We are all aware of how dressing up in different ways can make us feel more attractive or professional. But can the clothes actually make us perform better, or is it just a feeling? Adam and Glinsky tested the effect of simply wearing a white lab coat on people's powers of attention. The idea is that white coats are associated with scientists, who are in turn thought to have close attention to detail. What they found was that people wearing white coats make only half as many errors as those wearing their own clothes. This opens the way for all sorts of clothes-based experiments. Is the psychologist smoking a cigar more insightful? Does the chef's hat make the food taste better? Maybe from now on, I will only be editing my perm paper wearing a pair of glasses to help me make fewer mistakes.
Now listen again, please. It's surprising how much simple movements of the body can affect the way we think. Using expansive gestures with open arms makes us feel more powerful, and crossing your arms makes you more determined. So if moving the body can have these effects, what about the clothes we wear? We're all aware of how dressing up in different ways can make us feel more attractive or professional. But can the clothes actually make us perform better, or is it just a feeling? Adam and Galinsky tested the effect of simply wearing a white lab coat on people's powers of attention. The idea is that the white clothes are associated with scientists, who are in turn thought to have close attention to detail. What they found was that people wearing white coats made only half as many errors as those wearing their own clothes. This opens the way for all sorts of clothes-based experiments. Is the psychologist smoking a cigar more insightful? Does the chef's hat make the food taste better? Maybe from now on, I will only be editing my term paper wearing a pair of glasses to help me make fewer mistakes.
Question 11. How would people probably feel when they cross their arms?
Question 12. What is the purpose of Adam and Galinsky's experiment?
Question 13. What is the main idea of the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Some of the everyday heroes in the United States are the country's paramedics. These young men and women are usually the first people who respond to medical emergencies suffered by citizens. They respond to emergency calls, performing medical services, and are transporting patients to medical facilities. They work both indoors and outdoors, in all types of weather. Their work is physically tough, sometimes involving life or death situations. People's lives often depend on their quick reaction and competent care. Paramedics must complete a very extensive physical training program that is designed to knock out those who cannot make the cut. A paramedic must be in fit condition and be mentally strong to perform his or her duties in the face of danger. They must be certified in CPR techniques and be trained to handle all situations. Paramedics provide a valuable service to the communities they serve. Some of the equipment paramedics carry is very specialized. They carry basic and advanced life support tools so they can reach people in danger and other emergency equipment.
Now, listen again, please. Some of the everyday heroes in the United States are the country's paramedics. These young men and women are usually the first people who respond to medical emergencies suffered by citizens. They respond to emergency calls, performing medical services, and transporting patients to medical facilities. They work both indoors and outdoors, in all types of weather. Their work is physically tough, sometimes involving life or death situations. People's lives often depend on their quick reaction and competent care. Paramedics must complete a very extensive physical training program that is designed to knock out those who cannot make the cut. A paramedic must be in fit condition and be mentally strong to perform his or her duties in the face of danger. They must be certified in CPR techniques and be trained to handle all situations. Paramedics provide a valuable service to the communities they serve. Some of the equipment paramedics carry is very specialized. They carry basic and advanced life support tools, so they can reach people in danger and other emergency equipment.
Question 14. What are paramedics according to the passage?
Question 15. Which group of words can best describe paramedics' work according to the passage?
Question 16. Which of the following is not mentioned as a basic requirement for paramedics? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Simon, could you review the results of the survey on people's sporting activities?
Sure. The survey was conducted on 150 men and women between the ages of 18 and 55 years old. According to the result, the most active group involved in sporting activities are those between 18 and 26 years old, followed by those 36 to 45 years old.
Okay.
As far as particular sports are concerned, people in these two groups chose jogging as their favorite sport, followed by skiing, tennis, swimming, and cycling.
Based on what you've said, I think we should consider targeting the 18 to 26-year-old age group more in the future. I also feel we should consider expanding our line of athletic shoes. Maybe we can come up with a more appealing design aimed at this age group.
I see what you mean, however. When these results are compared with the survey carried out 3 years ago, we can see a growing trend among older consumers, 46 to 55, who are becoming more conscious and concerned about staying fit. I believe this trend will continue, so we should focus on this group instead.
I see your point. Well, let's meet again on Wednesday to discuss the details.
Now, listen again, please.
Simon, could you review the results of the survey on people's sporting activities?
Sure. The survey was conducted on 150 men and women between the ages of 18 and 55 years old. According to the result, the most active group involved in sporting activities are those between 18 and 26 years old, followed by those 36 to 45 years old.
Okay.
As far as particular sports are concerned, people in these two groups chose jogging as their favorite sport, followed by skiing, tennis, swimming, and cycling.
Based on what you've said, I think we should consider targeting the 18 to 26-year-old age group more in the future. I also feel we should consider expanding our line of athletic shoes. Maybe we can come up with a more appealing design aimed at this age group.
I see what you mean, however. When these results are compared with the survey carried out 3 years ago, we can see a growing trend among older consumers, 46 to 55, who are becoming more conscious and concerned about staying fit. I believe this trend will continue, so we should focus on this group instead.
I see your point. Well, let's meet again on Wednesday to discuss the details.
Question 17. Which group is the most active in sports, according to the survey?
Question 18. Which sport is most popular among people?
Question 19. What is the woman's proposal based on the survey?
Question 20. What is the man's suggestion on the marketing strategies?